awkward and wrong to me. So I'm likely to say either one in any given situation. If people around me are saying either, I'm likely to say either too. If I'm reading aloud, I'll say either and neither.
The parts of the body you call this part of the
forehead. And by the way, that has to be the pronunciation, otherwise it wouldn't rhyme. In the poem, there was a little girl and she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good, and when she was bad, she was horrid. That was often quoted to me as a child. I have a feeling I was horrid.
Well, I suppose somebody could write another poem to demand it. What about all of this? This is my
hair.
And if I were to let this grow, that would be a
beard.
And this is my
left ear.
And the other one.
Right ear.
And this is my
mouth.
And this is the back of my
neck.
And this is my
throat.
Any thing you've heard this thing called that you can't see on me?
Well, the Adam's apple. Adam's apple. But now, goozle, I have often heard, and I always assumed it was just the throat. You get something stuck in your goozle, it's stuck in your throat, you can't swallow.
Okay. And all these are my
teeth.
Just one would be a
tooth.
And the fleshy part is
gums.
This is the of my hand.
Palm.
And this is my
hand.
I have two
hands.
This is a
fist.
And I have two
fists.
When people get older, they sometimes complain that they're sore and aching in their
joints.
What about the upper part of a man's body? That's his
chest.
And these are his
shoulders.
And that's my right
leg.
And that's my right
foot.
I have two
feet.
What about this part right here?
Shin.
Okay. What about this part?
Haunches.
If I were to get down like that, you'd say I was doing what?
Squatting or getting down on your haunches.
Have you ever heard anything else for that?
I don't think so.
Say if a child were doing that behind the sofa, you might suddenly jump up. Have you ever heard him say anything to scare you?
Boo.
Talking about somebody who's been sick. He's up and about now, you might say, well, he's up, but he still looks a bit
pale, or he looks bad.
Okay. What about a man who's very muscular, able to lift heavy weights? You say he's very
strong.
Anything else? Sounds strong. Maybe somebody who's very healthy, robust.
Stout to me implies fat. So I don't think I would use stout just to mean strong. I might say strong and stout, but I wouldn't use stout by itself.
What would husky be?
Stocky. Heavy set.
Okay. Say somebody who always goes around smiling, rarely loses his temper. You say he's mighty
cheerful.
Okay. A boy who's growing up sometimes reaches a stage where he just runs into everything, trips over his own feet. You say he's mighty
awkward.
Anything else?
Might say clumsy.
And then somebody who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all. You say he's just a plain
idiot.
Would you ever use the word fool there?
I don't think that I would use fool, and I don't really have any specific reason for not doing it.
Have you ever heard or read any injunction against it?
Not until I started transcribing Lag's interviews, and I heard many Lag's informants say that the Bible says you should not call people fools. I never have heard that before, and I really don't know why I wouldn't use it.